Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This is a shiur on Bava Kamma Daf Lamed. The Mishnah on the top of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph has three dinim: Shefich Mayim Rishus Harabim, Matzniyas Akoitz, and Gadar Shenafal Rishus Harabim. Let's talk about the third din in the Mishnah, the Gadar Shenafal Rishus Harabim. The Mishnah says that if my wall falls down, Vahuz Kubahan Achirim, Chayev Benizkan, that there's a gavaldi gestira between this Mishnah here and a Mishnah of a Messiah Dav Kuf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah of a Messiah Dav Kuf Yud Zayin describes the identical scenario and says the opposite halacha. That Mishnah, by the way, was brought down already earlier in Bava Kamma on Dav Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there talks about HaKoysel V'Ha'ilan Shenafal Rishus Harabim. I have a wall, my wall falls down into the Rishus Harabim. Mamish, the same as our case. Zuck the Mishnah, Nafal Rishus Harabim Heziku. Pater Milishalim. The Mishnah of a Metziah says that he's Pater from the Nezikin caused by his wall that fell into the Rishus Harabim. Except, Zok the Mishnah, under what circumstances could it be Chayev? If it was Nasnu Lezman, Lakotus Ilam Velestar HaKaisel, if Beis Din had come to visit him and had told him, you know, you really have to take down this wall, and they gave him an appropriate amount of time, they would convey what they thought was a fair and reasonable amount of time, let's say a week or a month, and within that amount of time, you have to take it down. And then that Zman went by and he didn't take it down. Achar Zman, Chayev. Under those circumstances, the Mishnah says that he'll be Chayev. But without Nasnu Lezman, it's mavur in the Mishnah that he'd be Pater. Our Mishnah says, Gadar Shenafal Rishus Harabim, Vahuz Kubahan Achirim, Chayev Benizkan, without any condition of Nasnu Lezman. That's the steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Bava Metziah. So Zok the Nemukah Yosef. So we can tell over the Nemukah Yosef's Pshat in two layers. First, the simplest version of his Vart, and then we're going to be Meisif something from his words. First, he says that if you take a look at the Gemara and Daf Vav that was explaining the Mishnah in Bava Metziah, the Gemara and Daf Vav said that the Mishnah over there once was Nasnu Leizman, and it's Avar Hazman, the Mishnah is being Mechayev him, even Lebasar Da'afkarinu. That even if he's Mafkir those stones from his wall that fell into the Rishus Harabim, and so he doesn't own it anymore, he's still Chayev. Like we learned on the previous Daf, and Daf Chavtes is really the Iker Sugya of this, that if there's if a person has a bar and then he's Mafkir the bar, at least under some circumstances, he could still be Chayev from the Nezikin of the bar. So that's what the Gemara and Daf Vav says is Pshat on the Mishnah in Bava Metziah. That la'achar hazman he's chayev even lebasa dafkarinu. If this man went by, so he was already pesheya in not taking down the wall, then he's chayev when the wall falls down, even lebasa dafkarinu. By contrast, zok the nemukah yosef, but our Mishnah is talking about without afkarinu. Our Mishnah is only being chayev him with loy afkarinu. If it's loy afkarinu, then he's chayev even without nasnu lezman. So that's the difference between our Mishnah, which doesn't require nasnu lezman, is only enough to be chayev him without Afkarinu. If it'll be Afkarinu, and Echanami, he'll taka be Pater. So that's the simple part of the Nemukah Yosef. Over there, where it was Nasal Lezman, he was Pesheya. That makes him so Chayev, he'll be Chayev even Lebasad Afkarinu. Over here, where it was Lein Nasal Lezman, so he won't be Chayev Lebasad Afkarinu. But of course, we can't stop there. Because if you're telling me over there he was Pesheya, over here he wasn't Pesheya, it was loy nasun lezman, so there's no pshia. If there's no pshia, he wouldn't just be pater lebasad afkarinu. If there's no pshia, he would be pater even while he owns it. Good, it's his stones, it's mamaynoi, but a mamaynoi shehizik is not chayav without a pshia. That's what we know from all of Bava Kamma, that if a person has an avnei skinu masoya and their mazik beruach she'inu metsuya, or a person is koines tzein ladir v'noyel b'fun of kara'oi, and then the wolf falls down beruach she'inu metsuya, in all of those cases, we know the din is that he's pater. Even though, of course, over the last few blat, we've been talking a number of times about being chayev, even for einzim, that's dafka by Adam HaMazik. And Adam HaMazik can be chayev for einzim under some circumstances, but mamayne shehizik is never chayev for einzim. So avada, there has to be a pshia in our Mishnah, otherwise he wouldn't be chayev, even kolzman that he's loyach gerinu. So therefore, the Nemukah Yosef adds a line. The Nemukah Yosef adds that the reason why he's chayev in our Mishnah is because ha'ilo p'nai lesalik v'loy silkan. After the wall fell down, the stones laid around for a while, and there was enough time for the Bailam to come along and pick him up and get rid of him, and he didn't do so. That's his pshia, and then he's chayev. So now we have two shtickles from the Nemukah Yosef. in explaining the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of a Metziah. The Mishnah, the Nimuki says that which the Mishnah of a Metziah requires the Nasnu Leizman, that's to be Mechayev even Labasad Afkarinu. Over here, we're not being Mechayev Basad Afkarinu. So he said, oh, so that Basad Afkarinu, you need the grace of Pshia of Nasnu Leizman. Over here in our Mishnah, though, you have the second half of the Nimuki Yasef that you're Chayev because it was Halilei Pnei Lasalek, and that's a Pshia. So now the question becomes, so if Seif Kol Seif, both Mishnayos have a Pshia, so why is it that the Pshia of Nasnu Leizman Lokotz, that's Mechayev him even Labasad Afkarinu, but the Pshia of Ha'ilei Pnei Vesalik is only Mechayev Kozman that is Pershusai, but it's not Mechayev him Labasad Afkarinu. That's a Pshia, and this is a Pshia, Mishna this Pshia from that Pshia. When we first said over the Nimukhi Yaseif, it seemed to make sense. Over there, there's a Pshia, so he's Chayev him Labasad Afkarinu, because there's Nasnu Leizman. Over here without Nasan Leizman, so you don't have that Pshia, so you can't be Chayav Labasad Afkarinu. But Avada, that's an oversimplification. You can't say that it's literally no Pshia over here. So he goes on to explain, over here there's the Pshia of Ha'ilei Pnei Lasalek. So now I don't understand the Chiluk that he's making. Why are you more Chayav over there? Why are you Chayav even Labasad Afkarinu over there? Because it was Nasan Leizman, and that's a Pshia. Over here there's also a Pshia. Rav Nachum Parchovich over here in his Shiurim, here on Daf Lamed, he refers to an Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe in Simon Chav Tes is a long simon dealing with Chiyuvim of Bar, and in Ois Tesvav, in Simon Chav Tes, he talks about exactly the same problem that we're discussing, although he doesn't mention Aaron and Muki Yasef, but he has the same raid from Achrenim. He brings down a Bach in Simon Tafir Aleph. The Bach says that even though we know that if somebody's mafkir his bar, he's chayev, but if somebody is mafkir nizakin, that la'achar the ha'ilei p'nai l'salek, if someone had a nefilas oines, so now he has nizakim in the rishus harabim, but then it was ha'ilei p'nai l'salek. So that mechayev of ha'ilei p'nai l'salek, it's only enough of a mechayev to be mechayev from kozman that is pershusai, but if he'll be mafkir it, then he'll be pater. As I thought, the Bach, which is really identical to this Nimukhi Yasef. The Nimukhi Yasef is saying that in our Mishnah, you only have the Machayev, you only have the Pshia of Ha'ilei Pnei Lasalek. That's Machayev you calls man that the Nezakim are Bershusay, but if he's Mafker, the Nezakim, he'll be Pater. And then the Imre Moshe brings down that the Achroinim were Metama on the Bach, similar to the way that we're being Metama on the Nimukhi Yasef from the Mishnah of a Metziah. Because I see in the Mishnah of a Metziah, now let's emphasize, there's a particular chiddush that we see from the Mishnah of a Metziah. That which the Gemara in Daf Vav says, that the Mishnah of a Metziah is Mechayev, even Labasad Afkarinu, there's a chiddush there. We know, of course, from the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes, that a bar is Chayev, even Labasad Afkarinu, but the particular nayas that we have from the Mishnah of a Metziah and the Gemara in Daf Vav that applies that halach over there, that even though he never made the bar happened me'elav, but he was passively responsible for not having removed it when Basin told him to get rid of the Elon, and he didn't get rid of the Elon, or the Kaisel, and he didn't get rid of the Kaisel, that's also enough of a Maisa HaMachayev that it's Machayev him even La'achar Da'afkarinu, Labasa Da'afkarinu. So from there, they're Matama on the Bach. They say, what are you tining? That the Machayev Ha'ilei Pnei L'Salek is not going to be mechayev him even la'achad afkarinu. Why? Because ha'ilei pnei l'salek is only a passive mechayev, it's not an active mechayev. But I see from the Mishnah of a Metziah and the Gemara in Daf Vav that even the passive mechayev of nasnu leizman lakotz v'loy katzatz, or nasnu leizman lister v'loy sasar, that's a mechayev even labasad afkarinu. So we see that we're not mechalek between a maisa mechayev of a kriyas habar and the passive mechayev of nasnu leizman lakotz v'loy katzatz. So over here also, where it was something fell into the rishus harabim ba'ineis, and then it was ha'ilei pnei l'salek. So why does the Bach say that that's not mechayev in basad afkarinu? Good, it's only a passive mechayev. But now that he was presheya in not being mesalek, he's the balabar, and if he's mafkarit, it shouldn't pater him. That's the kasha the Acharinim asked on the Bach, which is identical to the kasha that we're asking on the Nimukhi Yasef. Why is it that the mechayev of is not machayev lebasa dafka reinu. If the machayev of nusun leizman by the kaisel and the ilan is machayev him even lebasa dafka reinu. Zok the imri maisha. There's a gavaldik chiluk between the passive pshia before the nefila and the passive pshia after the nefila. The mishnah of a metzia is talking about that the kaisel was holding by falling, so basin came in when nusun leizman, and he didn't listen to the warning of the Beis Din. So then, when the wall fell down, the pshia had already occurred. That's an afilas pshia. On that, Zakti Gemara, even the basa da afkirinhu, he's not going to be pater, as Taisus explained. The words are mafurish and Taisus on the vavam and aleph. Taisus over there says, kivin shezhiru lakots v'listar v'shalei aziku v'avar azman have a pesheya. There's an afilas pshia over there. Even though Avad, he didn't do the maisa, he didn't knock down the wall. But since the wall fell down bipshiyasa, so that's like a maisa. The maisa kriya of this bar, when the bar became a bar, the bar became a bar through his pshia. That we could call a maisa kriya. Once he does the maisa kriya, zakta imre maisha, that's a machayev even the basa d'afkarenu. Because all the time, the chiv of a bar, brishus haravim, the bar that's eni brishusa, we know the Gemara later on says, al iske psicha ukriya ba'alai. If we could be miyachis, the making of the bar to him, then he doesn't need to have bailas on the bar. Over there, where the pshia happened prior to the nefila, so the nefila, which is the maisa kriya, even though it wasn't a maisa literally, he didn't do it, but the act of the wall falling happened bipshiyasai, so we could call that a maitzakriya. That's mechayev even lebasat afkarenu. But that's not going to be a raya lenidon nidon. He calls it the case of the bach. We have it as the nukiyesiv going on our mishnah. If the wall fell down ba'ines, the gedrash and afal shesarabim, where it was leinas nulezman, the basin never came and told him he should take down this wall, so he didn't do anything wrong. And then the wall fell down. And then it was holy p'tayim the salik v'loy silk. And so avata, there's a pshia over here. But there's no maisa kriya. So the fact that you're pesheya, as long as you own the stones, so it's mamayne shehizik v'pshia. There's no maisa kriya here. But if it's mamayne, so you're chayev mamayne shehizik. So that'll be chayev calls man that it's mamayne. But lebasa d'afkirinu, so now it's not mamayne, so you need to come on to the chiddush v'al iske psicha or kriya balay that you don't have over here. Because a pshia that happens after the nefila, that's after the maisa kriya. For that, we can't say, alis ke psichu kriya bala, we can't say he'd be chayv even for a bar she'ini v'shusai. Dafke, in the case where the pshia happens before the nefila, so we could call that a pshia that happens before the maisa kriya. So the maisa kriya is b'pshia, that's enough to be chayv him even la'achar dafke minu. The imri maisha is maisef. That while that's the pshat on the Bach, but he says, but the emesis of the machlekes we shain him about this. And Shittim Bekubetzes on the Afkhov Tetz brings down a Riva, who says, Lehaya, not like this chiluk. The Riva says that once a person has a machayiv of hoylei lesalkai v'loi silkai, the nezakim fell down ba'inis, but he should have removed them. It was hoylei p'nai lesalik, and he wasn't mesalik it, zok the Riva, that's enough of a machayev that you will chayev even lebasa d'afkarenu. And the Riva really supports himself with a lashon from the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara in Daf Mem Ches says that kivin d'lahayloi lesalkei v'loi silkei keman d'kariyei dami. It's like he dug it. So the Riva says, we take those words kipshutam, that just like when I dig a bar, that's a machayev that makes me chayev even lebasa d'afkarenu. So too, if I fail to remove a bar, that's keman d'kariyei dami. So that makes me chayev even lebasa d'afkarenu. But from this Nemukah Yosef, we hear that he's arguing on that, and the emphasis that there, the Rami Moshe brings down that the Shidduch Vetzes on Daf Mem Ches is medayik that there's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos about this yisoid of the Riva. Rashi holds like the Riva, but Tosfos holds not like that, and our Nemukah Yosef will be coming out like the Tosfos on Daf Mem Ches, that hagam that there's yisoid that if by not removing a bar, it's command to carry a dummy, but that only means le'inyin that you could be chayv for it, cause man that it's b'shusay. But in order to be chayv lebasa d'afkarenu, you need a literal maisa kriya. And hagam that we have the chiddush of the mission daf
in Rav Metzia, Kuf Yudayin, that you don't need mamash, a literal ma'aseh kriya. It could be a passive ma'aseh kriya, but that means that there was a pshia before the nefila, that we could call a kopanim passively a ma'aseh kriya. Hashem, in the case of our sugya, of our mishnah, where even his passive pshia, his ha'ilei l'salke v'ilei silke, only happened after the nefila, so hagam that it's enough to make him chayiv from a mayni shehizik, but we can't call that a ma'aseh kriya le'inyan that he should be chayiv even lebasad afkarinu.
For our next shtickle, let's learn the braisa about a third of the way down the amud. The braisa talks about hamatznia kitzesev zchuch yesev zchich kisal shel chaviray. One person puts his kitzim and zchuch yes into somebody else's wall. And then the Bala Kaisel comes along with Sasaras Kaisel of Anafalushus Arabim v'Hiziku. So now Ruvain's Kaitzim are being Mazik and Lushus Arabim through the Maisa of Shimon. Ruvain put his Kaitzim into Shimon's wall. Shimon knocked down his wall. Now the Kaitzim are in Lushus Arabim. So what's Mavur from the Braisa and from the memory of Rabbi Yechanan that follows is that the halacha is Nischalik. If the Kaisel was a Kaisel Bari, then the Matzniya is Pater, and the Bala Kaisel is Chayev. But if the Kaisel was a Kaisel Ru'ua, then the Matznia is Chayev, and the Bala Kaisel is Pater. Rashi comes to explain this collection of halachas, but Rashi, very interestingly, only explains half of the story. Rashi explains for us why the din is Nischalik klape the Matznia. Why is the Matznia only Chayev by a Kaisel Ru'ua, and not by a Kaisel Bari? Zok Rashi, because b'kaisel ru'ua havalei l'matzni la'asuki adate, she'kaisel za'im el'saisrei, he put his kaitzim into a kaisel ru'ua. What was he expecting? A kaisel ru'ua, of course it's going to be removed, and then the kaitzim are going to wind up in the Rosh Haravim. So since it was havalei la'asuki adate, he didn't do a good shmira on his kaitzim, so b'meila, he's chayav. And by implication, we understand that Rashi means that on the other hand, by a kaisel bari, since it was loy havalei la'asuki adate that the kaisel will be removed, so the shmira that he did on his kaitzim was the shmira ma'al yasa. And therefore, if something happens later that was unexpected, if somebody comes and takes away the kaisel, but he never expected somebody to take away the kaisel, that's loy havalei la'asuki adate, so he's pater. So the chilek in din klapi the matznia is klar. By a kaisel ru'ua, he's a pesheya. By a kaisel bari, he's not a pesheya. But Rashi doesn't say anything to explain why the din is also nischalik klape the Baal HaKaisel. And that's the kasha of Tosfos, Dibur Ma'asel v'Chayev Baal HaKaisel. Frek Tosfos, klape the Baal HaKaisel, what's the difference if the Kaisel was a Kaisel Bari or a Kaisel Ru'ua? Ma'amar Rav Shach, if you're being mechayev him in the case of the Kaisel Bari, that means that you consider it a pshia, that he knocked down his wall and he didn't check to see if there were kaitzim in the wall, or he didn't check to see that there were kaitzim falling out of the wall. Somehow the fact that he knocked down a wall and there were kaitzim inside is considered his pshia. If that's considered a pshia, so l'chayr, the same way it's a pshia when he knocks down his kaisel bari, it's also the same pshia when he knocks down his kaisel ru'ua. What's the difference, klape the bala kaisel, who is seisur es kaisle, what's the difference whether it was a kaisel bari or a kaisel ru'ua? And Tosfos even throws in that if you'll say, maybe you'll think of a shekel teira, that in the case of a kaisel bari, it's considered a pshia because he should have realized that someone would put kaitzim there, because after all, it's a very responsible and reasonable thing to put kaitzim there. Because for the matznia, it's considered a shmir ma'alya. So then the bala kaisel should have been asik adati that there were kaitzim there. But in the case of the kaisel ru'ua, where we just said that it's not a good shmir for the matznia, so mehaitam gufa, it's for the Baal HaKaisel, he never should have thought that somebody would put kaitzim there, since, after all, it's not a responsible shmir to put kaitzim there. Zoktesis, you can't say such a chilak. Because even if it's true that he shouldn't expect anyone to put kaitzim into the wall while it's ru'ua, but the kaitzel ru'ua wasn't always ru'ua, the kaitzel ru'ua used to be bari. So he's havala l'suki adate that someone might have put kaitzim there while it was bari. So the kitzur, the kasha of Tesis is, what's the difference, klapi the Bala Kaisel, whether the Kaisel is Bari or the Kaisel is Ru'ua? He's doing the same Pshia either way. So Tosfos gives a teretz, and the Emma says that the words of the teretz are not so mavur in Tosfos, but it's much more mavur in the Rush. The Rush speaks out much more clearly what the Yesod of the teretz is. Tosfos simply writes that even though it's true that the Baal HaKoisel is also being Pesheya in the case of the Koisel Bari, Mikom Makoim Roy, I'm sorry, in the case of the Koisel Ru'ua, even though the Baal HaKoisel is also being Pesheya in the case of the Koisel Ru'ua, Mikom Makoim Roy HaMatzniel Hezchayev Kivon Shepasha. When the Rush says this Teretz, he adds two more words. He says, Roy HaMatzniel Hezchayev Yoiser Kivon Shepasha Yoiser. Shapasha Kedem. What's Mavur from the Rush, and this is the Pshat and Tesis also, is that Enachanami, the Baal HaKoisel, when we patter him in the case of the Koisel Ru'ua, it's not because he wasn't Pesheya. He was the Zelba Pesheya, whether it was a Koisel Bari or a Koisel Ru'ua. But the reason why he's patter in the case of the Koisel Ru'ua is because somebody else is a bigger Pesheya. And what we're learning from this Tesis, from this Rush, is a Gavaldiga Yaseid. That sometimes we'll patter a person not because he's not a Peshe, not because he doesn't have a Siba HaMachayeves. It could be he does have a Siba HaMachayeves, but if someone else has a greater Siba HaMachayeves, then we'll have to patter this person. Sometimes we have two people that are both Ro'i L'Hizchayev, and then we just have to down which one is more Ro'i L'Hizchayev, and that's the one that we put the Chiyev onto. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and Evan Ezel Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchas Nizkei Mamon Halacha Chaf Aleph says that lefi this vert of Tosis and the Rush, it comes out in Interessante Nafkamina. If Tosis is learning that the reason why the Baal HaKoisel is Pater is not because he isn't a Pesheya, but simply because the Matznia is a greater Pesheya, so that means that the Baal HaKoisel isn't Mamish Pater. We call him Pater because Lamaisa, that's not who we go to collect the money from because somebody else is more Chayim. But since he isn't really Pater, he's only not charge the money because there's someone else to charge. So what will be the din, Zechariah Mr. Zalman, if you can't get the money from the other person? The Matzniya is the one that's really chayav. But let's say the Matzniya has no money. Here we have a Nizik, somebody whose property got damaged from these kites, from these zechuchiyais. He lost $100. He's entitled to his $100. So Avad, it says in the Gemara that if it was a kites l'ru, he should go to the Matzniya. But let's say the Matzniya is broke. He doesn't have $100. Zechariah Mr. Zalman, according to Taisus and the Rosh, he would then be able to go collect from the Baal HaKoisel. And the same thing, Dr. Mr. Zalman, let's say the Matzniya was a guy. So Basin doesn't have any authority over him. He's a man de late Sayas Dina. So even though officially Basin will say, yeah, the Matzniya is Chaya, but Lamaisa, we can't get money from the Matzniya. Now, if you'd learned the Gemara, Kipshuta, let's say, the way we would have learned before we saw the Rosh, if the Gemara says the Matzniya is Chayev, so that means the Matzniya is Chayev, not the Baal HaKoisel. So we go to try to get the money from the Matzniya, but if we can't, so for Fallon, we can't get the money. But the feel the Chiddush of the Rush, that when we say the Matzniya is Chayev, we don't mean and the Baal HaKoisel is Potter. The Etz and the Baal HaKoisel is also Chayev. Nevertheless, we don't charge the Baal HaKoisel because we'd rather charge the Matzniya because he's Peshea Yoiser. So then it'll come out that if you can't get the money from the Baal HaKoisel, if you can't get the money from the Matzniya, then Enachanami, you'll take the money from the Baal HaKoisel. There's a Chassam Sofer in Shas HaTshuva, it's an Eir HaChaim, Simon Kufhei. The Chassam Sofer says another Nafkamina from this Chiddush of the Rosh, from this Hezber in the Gemara that we see from Tosfos. And the Chassam Sofer comes in a very interesting context, but first I'm going to say the Chiddush that he writes, and then we're going to go back and give a little bit more of the Shaila and the Tshuva. Zok Tachsam Sefer, V'balt, the reason why we're patering the Baal HaKoisel on Mechayev the Matzniya, is only because the Matzniya is Chayev Yoiser, but Be'etzim, the Baal HaKoisel is also a Pesheya. So that which we say the Matzniya is Chayev, that's only if the Nizik is a third party. Reuben is Matzniya in the Koisel of Shimon. Shimon, the Baal HaKoisel, comes in and says to the Koisel, and then Levi comes and gets damaged. So then we say, who should Levi collect the money from? We say he should collect the money from Reuven, the Matzniya, because he was Peshea Yoiser. But let's say, Zok Tachsam Sefer, let's say Shimon, the Baal HaKoisel, he himself is the Nizek. While he's being Seisra as Koisel, he gets damaged from the Koitzim that were left inside the wall. So then, Zok Tachsam Sefer, even though it says in the Gemara, then in the case of the Koisel Ru'a, the Matzniya is Chayav, but he's not going to have to pay the Baal HaKoisel. Because
you don't have to pay somebody for a hezek that he did to himself. If he was mazik himself, we don't have to go look who was the bigger pesheya. There's no din taira over here. A person is mazik himself. He has no basis to come to a din taira. Had you learned not like the Rosh, so it says in the Gemara, in the case of the Kaisel Ru'ua, the Matsnia is Chayev. Pasha, you'd say that means that the Balak Kaisel is not. So if the Balak Kaisel gets damaged by these Kaitzim, he should get paid by the Matsnia. A Brizak Tachsam Sefer. The fee what we learned from the Rosh, the Matsnia was Peshea Yoiser, meaning Be'etzem the Balak Kaisel is also a Mazik. Just the Matsnia is a bigger Mazik. So that's when they get Klapei a third party. But when the Nizik is the Baal HaKaisel himself, then in Echanami, the Baal HaKaisel is not going to be able to collect any money from the Matsnia. The Chassam Sofer says this word in the context of a Shaila in Hilchos Chametz. The Magen Avraham in Simin Tof Mem Gimel Sif Hei talks about a case where a Mafkid had been Mafkid Chametz by a Shemer. I gave somebody my Chametz to watch. Now it's the responsibility of the Shemer to sell the Chametz before Pesach. The Shemer did not sell the Chametz. Then Pesach arrived, and then the Shemer had to destroy the Chametz. So Dr. Magen Avraham, after Pesach, he has to pay the Mafkid for the Chametz, because he was Pesheya by not selling the Chametz. Then the Magen Avraham is Ma'irer, even though L'chayra, the Mafkid was also Pesheya, because he also could have sold the Chametz. You don't need to have the Chametz in your house, in your possession, to sell. You could sell it with a Kenyan Suder, where you don't need the Zach to be present. So the Mafkid also could have sold the Chametz before Pesach came. So he was also Pesheya. But the Magen Avraham says that nevertheless, that doesn't pater the Shemer, because the Shemer, since it was his job really to sell it, so he's the bigger Pesheya. So the Magen Avraham says that the Shemer is Chayev, because between the Shemer and the Mafkid, even though both were Pesheyas, he's the bigger Pesheya. The Sheol, in the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, Simon Kufhei, the Sheol, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, named Rav Wolf Leib wanted to be ma'ir that l'chir, there's a makur for the Magen Avraham from our Tosfos. Because you see in our Tosfos and in the Rosh, that just because somebody is a Pesheya, that doesn't mean that he's Chayev. We have to dan who's the greater Pesheya. And over here, even though Enoch Nami, the Mafkid, was Pesheya, but the Shemer is a greater Pesheya, that's mamish the words of the Magen Avraham. So Rav Wolf Leib wanted to taina that the words of the Magen Avraham are really just the aseid of Tosfos and the Rosh. To that, the Chassam Sofer responded, and here's the chiddush that we were speaking at before from the Chassam Sofer. No, al pi the aseid of the Rosh, you'd never be mechayev the Mafkid over here, because punkt verkehrt, when you're mechayev, true, the Rosh says the verter of the Magen Avraham that sometimes you could have two people that are pesheya, but one is a greater pesheya, so we're mechayev him. But that lumnus would never be mechayev him to pay to the other Pesheya. It would only be mechayev him to pay to a third party, but to pay to the other Pesheya, like to say that the Matsniya should pay to the Baal HaKaisel, we said before, that you wouldn't say based on this Rosh. And Zuck, the Chassam Sofer, that's what's going on in the Magen Avraham's case, because when we say the Shemer is Chayev, he's Chayev to who? He's Chayev to the Mafkid. That's who he pays to, the person that asked him to wash the Chametz. But when we say that there were really two people that were Pesheya, who's the other Pesheya? The Mafkid. The Mafkid is the other Pesheya. So the Chassam Sofer said to Rav Wolf Leib, boom, fakert, based on this Rosh, you'd never be Mechayev, the Shemer, to pay to the Mafkid. Because if the Mafkid is Alena Pesheya, so how could he ask somebody to pay him back for something that he did with his own Pesheya? But nevertheless, Zok the Chassam Sofer, and this part is really not really negate our Sugya, but Zok the Chassam Sofer, but the Pesach of the Magen Avraham is nevertheless correct. Because over there, we're not danning mitzad the parsha of Nezikin. Over there, we're danning mitzad the parsha of Shemer. In the parish of Shemer, it's different. When you give something to a Shemer to watch, so the Shemer is taking a chrayas on behalf of the Mafkid. Therefore, he means to be saying that even if we're both Pesheya, my Pesheya should be Mechayev me. That's a chiddush in the parish of Shemer. That's what the Chassam Sofer says to be Miyash for the Magen Avraham. But because of the chiddush that he spoke at, the Nafkamina that comes out from this Rosh, that this Mechayev of the Matsniya would be Mechayev for anyone in the world, but not for the Baal HaKaisel. Therefore, he says it's not applicable to that din of the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Chametz. Al Kopanim, we've been going with the Mahalach of Tosfos of the Rosh, that when the Gemara paters the Baal HaKaisel in the case of the Kaisel Ra'ua, it doesn't really mean that he's pater. It just means to say that the Matsniya is Chayev Yaser, is Pesheya Yaser, so that's who we go to first. Rabbi Zalman, as we mentioned before, Rabbi Zalman talks about this in Perek Gimel Halacha Chafalot, because the Rambam over there brings down the din of our Gemara. And like Rabbi Zalman, the Rambam does not sound like our Tosfos. The Rambam doesn't say anything that indicates that there's really two chiyuvim over here. Then in the case of the Kaisel Ru'uah, the Baal Kaisel is also chayiv, but the Matzniyah is chayiv more. The Rambam is mashmah that it's cut and dry. The Matzniyah is chayiv. The implication is the Baal Kaisel is not. I taste this as kasha. What's the basis to pata the Baal Kaisel? The Baal Kaisel is the same pesheya in the case of the Kaisel Ru'uah as he is in the case of the Kaisel Bari. Zaki Rabbi Zalman, no, there's a tremendous chiluk. Rabbi Zalman says, the emes is, I never understood Tesis as kasha, but I'll call upon him, but that's the Rambam, I understand why the Rambam wasn't bothered by Tesis as kasha. How could Tesis say that you should be considered, that the Bala Kaisel should be considered a Pesheya in the case of a Kaisel Ru'uah? It's his wall, the wall is falling down. It's his responsibility to take down the wall. Then some stranger who had no business here went and put Kaitzim and Zechuchiyais into his wall. So he should be nimna and not take down the wall that he's mechuyev to take down because somebody else put his kaitzim there without his rishus? He has no shibudim or achrayisim to the matzniya. So therefore, you can't call him a pesheya. Avadi, he may realize, he may know that he's knocking down these kaitzim and these zechuchiyas, but that's the responsibility of the person that went and put them there. He had no business putting them there, and I'm entitled to take away my kaisel. I'm not only entitled, I'm mechuyev. It's a kaisel ru'uah. It's going to fall down onto people. I'm mechuyev to take away my kaisel. So avada, I'm allowed to take away that kaisel and not worry about the consequences of the kaitzim and the zechuchiyos. Zokter Rabbi Zalman, it's come out mukhach like this. The Gemara says right afterwards that this case of the matzniyah and the bala kaisel is doima to a case of a bala dzli with a bala bar, where somebody's mechasa bari b'dil yashol chaveiroi, and then the Baal Dli comes and takes it away. Over there, the Baal HaBar, that's like the matzniyah of the kaitzim, and the Baal HaDli, that's like the Baal HaKaisel. And the Gemara says that the Baal Dli goes and takes away his Dli, and leaves the Bar uncovered, and that's the responsibility of the Baal HaBar. The Baal Dli is being pesheya because he's leaving the Bar uncovered, but the teretz is, but this dli, he owns it for a reason. He uses it for things, and he's not meshubit to let the dli sit on this other guy's bar just because the other guy wanted to cover his bar with it. Let the other guy find some other way to cover his bar. I want to use my dli. It's not within the power of the bala bar to restrict the bala dli's use of his own dli. So Zokter Rabbi Zalman, it's mamish the same thing over here. It's not within the power of the matznia who owns these kaitzim and zechuchiyas and needs something to do with them. It's not within his power to restrict the Baal HaKaisel from taking down the Kaisel Ru'uah that he's mechuyev to take down. Therefore, the Rambam has a very good reason to say that in the case of the Kaisel Ru'uah, the Baal HaKaisel is taka going to be potter. Not just that he's not as great a pesheya, but he's not a pesheya, and he's taka going to be potter. Rabbi Zalman says that's a machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam.
Next, let's talk a few minutes about Chasidus. The Gemara, right before the second Mishnah on Lamed Amud Aleph, brings down minhagi chasidus that some Amoraim did with their kaitzim and zechuchiyos, that they went to great lengths to make sure that the shards that they had would never cause a hezek to someone else. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayman deboy lemahavi chasida l'kayim mili denazakin, and Rava, or as many Rishonim regeris, Ravina, Amar Mili de Avais, V'amrila, Mili de Brachais. The Rashba says that each of these three areas are areas in which we find in Chazal in Yanim of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Nezikin, as it says in our Gemara, people that were marchik their Zechuchiyais and Kaitzais, that's Lefnim Mishuras Hadin of Nezikin. In Avais, we find the Mishnah that Shalit Shalach V'Shalach Shalach Chasid. And by Brachas, we find in Brachas Daf Lamed, the Gemara tells us about the Chasidim HaRishayim, HaYushayim, Sha'achas, Kaidim She'isvalu. So in all three of these areas, we find an inyan of Lefnim Mishuras Adin, and that's the Yisoid of Chasidus to be Noeg Lefnim Mishuras Adin. The Rashba is being Merames to the Yisoid of the Mesilas Yisharim in Paragut Ches, when he's talking about the Mid of Chasidus, where the Ramchal says that the Shevish of Chasidus is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, Ashe Misha Malav Eter Va'is Senachas Ruach Liyetzrei. The Shevish of Chasidus is that a person is interested not just in fulfilling what his creator commanded him, but in finding ways to bring joy to his creator. Memele, he wants to go lefnim mishuras hadin. It's not enough for him what he was commanded. He has to go beyond that. So the Rashba says these three areas are the places where we find an inyan of lefnim mishuras hadin. It's a little bit surprising if you take a look in Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the page. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Amri La at the end of the Gemara, that it means mili de brachais, he says refers to the halacha that asal adam lahanad min aylam azeb b'lai bracha. So there are a version that asks Rabbeinu Chananel l'chere, how could he bring that example, that halacha from brachais? That's a halacha that doesn't have any lefnim mishuras hadin. Wherever we make a bracha, it's because we're mochiv to make a bracha. And for keret, where you're not mochiv to make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha. That seems to be one area in halacha which doesn't allow for a lefnim mishuras hadin. But we can answer bepashtus that Rabbeinu Chananel would say is that no, for keret in brachas also there's an inyan of lefnim mishuras hadin, because a person perhaps could fulfill the ikur hadin by being zeiwik bracha mipiv. But then there's the way that the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Vav describes a person that makes a bracha, that when he says the Shem Havaya, he's mechaven for the different kavanits of the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adnes. When he says the Shem Elokeinu, he's mechaven takaf balei achilis balakoyches kulam, and v'chulu v'chulu. When one says the word Ato, he could be misbeinin shivisi Hashem lenegdi somud. And when he says the conclusions of Shakul Niabedvari, he contemplates what that means, that everything happens through Hashem's word. That's very different than the way people ordinarily are mekayim the halacha of asla anus minayilam zebulei bracha. So Abada, that's also an area where a person that really has avas Hashem would want to be eisen achas ruach liyitzrei. So it could be Rabbeinu Chananel is not arguing on the basic hagdara that the Rashba is giving, that chassidus means the lefnim mishuras hadin. The Maisa, the Ramchal Masil Sisharim, in the next parak, in Parak Yutes, brings down our Gemara. And he says that pshat in our Gemara is that there are really two chalakim of a person's avodah. There's the avodah bein adam lamakom and the avodah bein adam lachaveiray. So the man, the Amar Rav Yehuda, who says that man b'ayil mahavich chesed l'kayim milu din azakin, he means to be saying that you start with chesedus bein adam lachaveiray. The one that says that l'kayim milu din brachas, he's saying that it starts, chesedus starts with bein adam lamakom. And the one that says milu de avos means to be saying that you have to be mekayim the chassidus in all of them in order to be called a chassid. There's a similar vert that's in the Nemukah Yosef. In the Nemukah Yosef, it's not as clear, but it sounds like this also, that the man de amar milu de avos means to be saying that it's not enough with one of the other two, rather you need to be mekayim all of them, because avos means the contents of Pirkei Avos. And Pirkei Avos includes inyanim of b'yanim ha-makayim as well as inyanim of b'yanim ha-chaveirai. Now, it seems from the Masilas Yesharim that the Ramchal perhaps had a girsa in the Gemara in which the man de amar mili de avos comes last. That is, in fact, the way the Ramchal brings down the Gemara. And if there is such a girsa, then it's a very geshmak of pshat, that the first there's the man de amar mili de mezak, and then the man de amar mili de brachas, and then the climax of the Gemara is no, mili de avos, meaning that you need both. But lemaisa, that's not our girsa. And the Rif brings down the Gemara. The Rif has the same order as us. It's not the Rif's girsa. So the girsa that we have does not support the Ramchal's pshat that the Gemara is referring to two chelkei avodah. If you take a look at the Marsha explains along similar lines, but he says that there aren't two chelkei avodah, there are three chelkei avodah. There's ben adam lamakon, ben adam lachaveiray, and then what he calls ben adam la'atzmai, which he goes on to explain means tikkun hamidos. And he says that those are the three members in our Gemara. So which should he emphasize? Which should he concentrate on first? So Ravina says milu dinazakin, meaning bein adam lachaveiray. Ravina says milu da'avos, meaning bein adam la'atzmai tikkun hamidos. Va'amri milu debrachos, meaning bein adam lamakim. The Vilna Gaon and the Deras Eliyahu on Navi and Sefer Yeshaya explains our Gemara the same way as the Marsha, with the same three chelkei avodah, but he makes a fascinating tushtal. What he adds is that this is also the pshat in the Mishnah of al shlosh dvarim ha'olam oimin al ha'teira al ha'avod v'al gemilas chasodim. Now, two out of those three are very simple connections. Gemilas chasodim, avado, that's ben adam l'chaveiray, that's like the milu din hazaken. Avoida, that's ben adam l'makayim, that's like the milu din brachos. Abrazak the goyin, and this is maybe a little bit surprising, but he says, teira among the shlosh amudei ha'olam, Taira corresponds to the Milu de Avos, what the Marsha calls Bein Adam La'atzmai, the Tikkun Hamidos. This member of the Gra is reminiscent of the Gemara in Psachim Daf Samaches, where it says over there that Rav Huna would say to himself, when he would make a Siyum, every 30 days he would chazer over his limud, and then he would say to himself, Chadoi Nafshai, Chadoi Nafshai, L'didoch Tanai. He would tell his Nefesh, he would tell himself, rejoice, O Nefesh, because it's for you that I'm learning. And as it's brought down in Sfar Makadoshim and the Baal HaTanya and others, that what we see from there is that the greatest beneficiary of the Limud HaTorah is your own Nefesh. The Limud HaTorah, that we, the Amelus that we put into our learning, has an effect on our Nefesh and is Malah, the Madrega of our Nefesh. That's the Bein Adam La'atzma, the Tikkun Hamidites that the Marsha refers to. I should add, I'll take the liberty of saying one Chassidisha explanation on this Gemara about Chassidus. In the Sefer Teferis Shmuel, from one of the great rebbes in Poland at the beginning of the 20th century, Teferis Shmuel of Alexander, Teferis Shmuel in Sefer Mishpatim, he says, he brings down the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Hayman de Boyle Mahabi Chassidim, like Hay Miludin Azokin. He says, what's Pshat Miludin Azokin? If a person wants to be Nichnas into the Derech Chassidus, so he has to find what's broken, what's damaged, and fix that. He has to be chayfes b'chadshei veten to find all of the flaws within his personality, the kin of the taiva, the kavod. Those are the nizakin, and he has to focus on those and see to it that he fixes those things so that he can become a chassid. That's the taich man b'mayim l'mahavei chassidim l'kayim milu de nizakin. Let's take a look now at the Tosfos on Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschal v'Chachamim Omrim. Tosfos over here asks a kasha, which is one of those world-famous kashas of Tosfos that there are so many terutzim in the Rishonim and Acharonim for. Let's spend a few minutes trying to give over the basic read on this Tosfos. The Gemara spoke about a case of a shtar shekosv by Rivis, and it brought down a machlekes or meir in the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold goyve es hakeren av aloyes harivis. Tosfos asks a kasha, how could the Chachamim say that we could use this shtar to be goyve es hakeren? The shtar is possible, because the Eidim that are signed on the shtar, by signing on this shtar, they're over on the lab of Leisa Simon of Neshach. This is based on the Gemara of Metzia Daf Ayin Hei, which says that the lab of Leisa Simon of Neshach includes not only the Malva and the Leiva, but also the Arev and also the Sefer and also the Eidim. All of the people that contribute to the Simas Neshach are over on the lab of Leisa Simon of Neshach. So if it says in the shtar that Reuven lends Shimon $100 and Shimon has to pay back $150, and it says on the bottom that Levi and Yehuda are signed as an aid, so this shtar is telling us that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are all being over on a lav, they all become pasul eidus. So if you see from the shtar that the Edim, Levi, and Yehuda are pasul eidus, then the shtar is not a kasher shtar. How could the Chachamim say that we're goyve es hakeren? And Tosfos throws in that even though the aveira that Levi and Yehuda are doing is an aveira that they're not profiting from, so they're not a rasha de chamas, but this is the machlekes Abaye and Rav and Sanhedrin, and this is one of the Yal Kagam, one of the six places where we paskin like Abaye, that you don't need a rasha de chamas to become pasul eidus. So if the Gemara Bava Metzia tells us that the Eidim are over on a lav, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Bedas Abaye, that any lav, even if it's not a rasha de chamas, is enough to pasul yud le'edus, so these Eidim are pasul le'edus, how then could the Chachamim say that we could use the shtar to be goyves hakeren? Tosfos gives the teretz that lo'is a simon of neshech le'inshi b'malva v'leiva v'arev mashmaluhu. That although it's true that aliba de emes, the Eidim are over on the lav, but most people don't realize that. That's a mechudishtika interpretation that the Gemara darshins in the pasuk. But the simple meaning of the pasuk, the way it strikes most people, is that it's only talking about the people involved in the actual transaction. That would be the malva, the leiva, and the arev. And Tosfos says that since we could expect that most people don't realize that they're being over when they're being over this lav, so that makes them into a shegig, and they don't become pasul eidos. The makur for this, Zaktasis, it's just like the Gemara of Metzia Daf Hei. The Gemara of Metzia Daf Hei has a kasha in a case where a shamer says, I lost the pikadain, I want to pay you for it. And the halach is that he has to make a shvua that it's in a b'shusay. So the Gemara asks the kasha, Mamanovshach, if you don't believe him, so that means that you're cheshish that he's going to be over on this aveira of stealing it, so why do you believe him to make a shvua? And then the Gemara says, well, since he wants to pay for it, so he wouldn't be over on the Avera of stealing it. Frekti Gemara, but he's still being over on the Avera of Leisachmoid. If he would pay for it and keep it without the Rishus of the Bailam, he's being over on the Avera of Leisachmoid. So the same Kasha, if you don't trust him not to be over on the Avera of Leisachmoid, why do you trust him to make a Shavuot? And the Gemara answers, Leisachmoid le'inchi b'lei domi mashmalahu. That even though Aliba de MS, we consider the law of Leisachmoid to prohibit taking someone's things even with payment, but most people don't realize that. They think that the Isser is only to take people's things without payment. So when they pay for something, in their minds they're not being over the Isser. They really are being over the Isser, but that makes them a Shegik, so it doesn't pass on the Shavua. Same thing over here. The Edim, they probably don't realize that they're being over on a lav. They are being over on the lav, but that's enough to make them a Shegik, not amazing, and they don't become Pasal Le'edos. That's the first Teretz of Tesis. Tesis gives a second possibility. This is based on the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Yud Ches, where the Gemara looks for a way that Edim on a shtar could say that they were pasul, could say that they were lying without becoming pasul. And the Gemara says, if they say that they were anusim machmas nefashis, we were threatened that they would kill us if we didn't sign on the shtar. So we knew we were doing an Avera, but we were doing the Avera to save our lives, so we don't become pasul like that. Over there, it's talking about signing falsely on a shtar. Over here, Tesis borrows that idea for a case where they sign truthfully on a shtar. But they sign truthfully on a shtar in a way that it's an Aveira, so L'Cheirit should make them puzzle. But and for Tesis, you could say the same Vart, that if they did it because somebody threatened to kill them, so they weren't Aveira and Isser by doing it, and therefore they don't become puzzle. Those are the two Teretzim that we find in Tesis. The Rush gives a third Teretz. The Rush says, Hachabamai Eskin Beribis Drabbanon. That which the Chachamim say in the Braisa, that you could be Goyvis Akarin, is only if the Ribis described in the shtar was a case of Ribis Drabbanon. Now, besides for the discussion that this leads to Legabe Hilchas Ribis, what kind of Ribis Drabbanon is the Rush referring to? Ve'in kan makoyim laharech. But there's also a very interesting chiddush in this Rush, Legabe the din of Psul Eidos. Because the Rush says, after he says, well, it's only a Ribis Drabbanon, so the Eidim don't become pasul. But then the Rush acknowledges, even though really the din is, that Eidim become pasul, even for being Oivaron and Esed Drabbanon. But Zok the Rush, but over here, they're not profiting from their Avera, so it's not a Rush of the Hamas. But in fact, the Rush, but even though we just said before that we paskin like Abaya, that you don't need a Rush of the Hamas to become Pasul Eidos, Zuck the Rush, that's only when they're being over on an Avera de Raisa. In other words, even though we find two Chumras in Hilchas Psuli Eidos, that you could become Pasul even for being over on a Drabbanon, and also that you could become Pasul even for being over on an Avera that's Lav de Hamas, but Zok the Rush, we're not mitzarif those two chumras. Memela, when you have a case of Edim signing on a shtar of Ribbis Drabbanon, so it's not a Rush of the Chamas, and it's not an Avera Deiraisa, b'chi haigavim, they don't become Pasul Eidos. The fourth and fifth terutzim will say over as a pair. There's a teretz that the Ramban writes in Bava Metzia, the Ksugi in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Beis, is the same as the Gemara over here, so the Rishenim talk about it over there also. There's a Ramban over there, and also a Mardechai. They give two opposite terutzim, and each one feels that with that vart he answers the kasha, and I'll just be makdim before speaking it out, that both of them give terutzim that are referred to and alluded to in our Taisis, and Taisis says an Ein Leimar on both of these two terutzim. So one at a time, the Ramban says that we're talking about a case where the ribbis was not mefurish b'shtar. It didn't say in the shtar the way I described the case at the beginning, which was based on Rashi. Right? Rashi said, shtar sheyesh beribis means shekosov boi shalava beribis. It's written in the shtar that he was borrowing with ribis. That Reuben lent Shimon $100, and Shimon's going to pay back $150. Zog the Ramban, no. If that would be the case, then anachanami, the Edom would become pasul, and you wouldn't be able to collect anything with the shtar. But the case was that it just said that Shimon owes Reuben $150. So then you can't see from the shtar that Shimon is, that anyone's being over an Avera. So if the Edim signed on that shtar, maybe the Edim didn't know that anyone was being over an Avera. Maybe they thought that there was a legitimate reason why Shimon owes Reuben $100. So in such a case, it's not muchach from the shtar that there's ribis, so the Edim could be a shaking, and therefore they don't become possible Edis. Tosfos says that you can't learn this way because of the way the Gemara of Metzia talks about our Braisa, the Ramban gets out of that right. Al Kapanon, the Ramban says that the Edim could be Shegigim because the Ribbis is not Mefurish B'shtar. The Mordechai says exactly the opposite vart. The Mordechai says that the reason why the Edim don't become possible over here is because the Ribbis was Mefurish B'shtar.
How does that help L'chayri? If the Ribbis was Mefurish Peshtar, so then the Edom knew what they were doing. Zok the Mordechai, Vibalt the Ribbis was Mefurish Peshtar. So that means that this Shtar was never had the potential to be acted upon by a Beis Din. If Reuven would walk into a Beis Din with a Shtar that says, I lend Shimon $100 and he's supposed to pay me back $150. Beis Din was never going to help him collect the $150 with this, because Beis Din is going to say, you're not allowed to collect the $50 because that's Ribbis. The only way that a Shtar could ever be effective to collect Ribbis is if the Ribbis is not Mefurish B'Shtar. Then you could trick the Beis Din with it. Beis Din won't know what they're taking. It says in the Shtar, $150. They'll help you collect $150. But if it says in the Shtar that the last 50 is Ribbis, Beis Din's not going to collect from that. Zok the Mordechai. So the Edim sign onto a Shtar that never had any potential to be accepted in Beis Din. So is that an Edus? In Edim Taka become puzzled. They're over on a level like the Simul of Neshach if they give an Edus which could contribute to the collection of a Ribbis. But over here, the Edus are giving an Edus that could never contribute to the collection of a Ribbis. So with that, they're not being over on the Lav of Lissimun of Neshach. Now, Taisus rejected this Teretz. Taisus smoked this out on the first wide line, the Ein Leimar, that their Kasher, because since it was Mefurish in the Shtar that there's Ribbis, so Beis Din was never going to act on that, and therefore that's not an Aver of Lissimun of Neshach. Taisus said, you can't say that because it's Mefurish in our Gemara, the Mishas Ksiva Avad Lissuma. That it is considered a Lysimul of Neshach Mishas Tiksiva. So the stipler in Simuchaf Hei is points out that the Machlek is here between Taisus and the Mordechai. He says, is whether there's one Lysimul of Neshach for everyone. It's Mefurish in the Gemara Taka that Mishas Tiksiva Avad Leisuma, that the Lysimul of happens Mishas Tiksiva. Taisus assumes that if that's true for anyone, it's true for everyone. Everyone, the Malva, the Leiva, and the Edom as well. They're all over the same way on the Lysimul of Neshach. It's for creating this Maisa of Ribbis. And if the Gemara says that the Aveir is Mishas Ksiva, so that means the Edom are also over Mishas Ksiva. But the Mordechai learns that although the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that many people are over on Lysimul, but they're not all over for the same reason. The Malva and the Loive, that's because they created this Maisa that leads to Ribbis. The Edom, it's only because they facilitated the collection. Memela, in a case where the Edim give an Edus that will never facilitate a collection, because since the Ribbis is Mefurish Peshtar, Beis Din will never act upon it, so the Edim are not over on Lysimul of Neshach. So again, in a nutshell, the fourth and fifth teretz, the Ramban and the Mordechai, the Ramban says that they don't become possible because the Ribbis was not Mefurish Peshtar, and the Mordechai says they don't become possible because the Ribbis was Mefurish Peshtar. The Ramban svara that they're not possible because it wasn't Mefurish Peshtar is because that makes them a Shaygi. And the Mordechai svara that they don't become possible because it was Mefurish Peshtar, the svara is because therefore it'll never lead to a collection in Beis Din. Now we find the sixth teretz. Like Seitz HaChayshin and Simon Nun Beis brings down B'Shem the Mishnah L'Melech, a teretz that takes his kasha. Zok the Mishnah L'Melech, if you take a look in the Rambam and Hilchas Edus, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, when the Rambam is teaching us the halacha that when someone is over on a leisase, he becomes pasul Edus, the Rambam says this means a leisase for which you get malchus. The lashon of the Rambam is that anyone that's over on a leisase for which you get malchus, he becomes pasul Edus. Zok the Mishnah Mala. If you take a look at the Rambam and Hilchas Malva Valeve, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, Zok the Rambam, for the lav of Lysimul of Neshach, there is no malchus. No one's ever like it for the lav of Lysimul of Neshach. Now, the reason for this is a very surprising reason. The Sefer Achinach, because L'Chaira, you'd say that the Edim, they're being over a Lysase, they're doing a Maisa, they're signing in the stars, a lav, Sheyesh Maisa. It's not Nitzik Lase, because they can't do anything to undo it. Why shouldn't they be over on, why shouldn't they be Chayav Malchus? So there's a fascinating vart. The Sefer Achinach in Mitzvah Samaches explains that even though mitzad the Edim personally, there's no reason why they shouldn't be like it, but the Edim are tuffel in this lav. The main characters in the lav are the Malva and the Loive, and then there's an extra chiddush, the Sefer, the Ariv, the Edim, they're also over. But they're nigger after the Malva and the Loive. Now the Malva and the Loive, for them, they're not over. They're not going to be chayav malchus because it's a lav and a glass egg. If the malva returns, the Torah says that he has to return the rivets that he collects. So when he returns the rivets, that undoes the loisasa. That's a lafanitic lasay. And the klal is that a lafanitic lasay is ain't like an olav. So even though enachanami for the edim is not a lafanitic lasay, but since for the malva and the leiva is a lafanitic lasay, and the edim are nigger after the malva and the leiva, the mela, they're also not like it. That's what the Sefer Chinuch is mazbir, the Rambam in Hilchos Malva V'Leiva, that says that nobody is like it for the lav of lechsiun olav neshach. The mela, zot the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Malva V'Leiva, Halacha Gimel. Zot the Mishnah Melech that this is a teretz of Tosfos Kasha, that even though Enoch and Ami, the Edim are being over on a lav, and they're violating the simul of Neshech, but nevertheless they don't become pasul edus because there's no malchus for this lav, and therefore the Chama are able to say that you could use this star to be goyve sekeren. The ksais over there is ma'iri. He brings an achrenim that are ma'iri that it's not so pasha that in such a case where true you're not getting malchus, but it's not because of your own chesaron or any shvachkeit in the lav. Does that take a reason why you're not getting malchus? Does that really take away from the pasul edus? But al kapanim, that's the assumption of the Mishnah Melech. That's the sixth teretz to the Tosfos Kasha. The Ksais himself over there in Siman and Beis gives a seventh teretz to Tosfos Kasha. Zak the Ksais, he says, let's be makdim. There's a Tosfos in Shuas daf, there's a Tosfos, I'm sorry, in Chulin, daf Yud Dalid, that is a Kasha. Why do we say that Hashechit b'Shabbos Shchitasei Kshera? The Gemara over there says that if someone shechits on Shabbos, even though he's doing a malacha, but his shechita is kosher. Frek Tosfos, but by being mechal Shabbos, he becomes a mumar. Mumar al Shabbos is mumar lechal terakula. So someone who shechits on Shabbos is by definition not kosher to be a shechit. So why is shechita sekshera? The Ran over there says that even though it's true that by shechting on Shabbos he becomes a mumar, but he only becomes a mumar mikano lahaba. Today, now, this Shabbos, he does this malacha, so that passels him, that makes him a mumar, and from now on, any action that he'll do will have the status of being done by a mumar. But this action itself, the action for which he became a mumar, for that action he wasn't a mumar. So therefore, Zak the Ran, that's why his shechita is kasha. So the Ksei says, let's borrow something from there. Over here, we have the exact same situation. The Edim, by signing in this star, they're being overly similar of Neshach, and they become Pasul Eidos. If with this Maisa, they become Pasul Eidos, so it's only Mikan al Haba that they become Pasul Eidos. But on this Maisa itself, on this Eidos, they weren't Pasul. They were Kasher when they gave this Eidos. Therefore, Zaktik says, this star will be Kasher. The next star that they sign on, or the next Eidos that they give in Mason, will Taka be Pasul, but for this Eidos, they're Kasher. Now, Tosfos doesn't give the Teretz of the Ksais. You could say Pashut, because Tosfos is going on the Shitasam from the Tosfos in Chulin that didn't say the Teretz of the Ran. So Tosfos apparently doesn't hold to this Lamdas that a Psul is only Michal, Mikan al-Haba. And so, therefore Tosfos thought that the Edim Psulim should already be Pasul Agabi, this Edis over here. But the Stipler in Simon Chav Hei, in Kilas Yaakov HaMasechus Bava Kama, says it could be a different reason why Tosfos didn't want to give the Teretz of the Ksais. He said the Teretz of the Ksais is highly questionable, because even if we accept this Shtikl Teira, that the psul edus is only chal mikan lahaba, but legabi this edus, how could we be mekabel this edus? He says every time that two people walk into basin or two people sign a shtar and they're mayin. So let's ask Akasha, why do we ever accept the edus of two edim? Maybe they're pasul, maybe they did an avera once. So teretz is they have a cheskes kashrus. That's what every edus relies upon. Every edus relies on the cheskes kashrus of the edim. Over here, Zuck the Stipler. You have two Edim signing on a shtar that we're creating a shtar to help Reuben and Shimon do an Aveira of Ribbis. So, Maman of Shach, are they telling the truth or are they lying? If they're telling the truth, they're being over the lav of Lissimon of Neshach. Now, Enachanami, we can't say for sure they were over in that lav, and even if, let's say, Nanich, if they're over in that lav, it only passes them tomorrow. But if they're telling the truth, they're being over on that lav. So then, where's the Cheskes Kashrus? If they're not telling the truth, then they're lying. They're being over in the lav of Lisan Abriacha Eichaker. Ordinarily, we don't assume that Edom are lying because we want to give them a Cheskes Kashrus and assume that they're not doing an Aveira. But over here, Maman of Shach, if they're lying, it's the Aveira of Lisan. If they're not lying, it's the Aveira of Lisan of Neshach. If they're doing an Aveira Maman of Shach, then Hechate said that they're telling the truth. The Cheskes Kashrus doesn't do anything for us over here. So therefore, Zak the Stipler, that even though the Ksais may have a nice tushtal that the Chalois Psul can only be chal mikan l'haba. But he thinks, but still, Tosis is right for thinking that their edus already shouldn't be niskabel on this star because the avir of l'chisim of neshach should effectively take away the cheskes kashrus. Al-Kopanim, we have this kasher of Tosis with Be'ezes Hashem. We went through seven terutzim that we find in the Rishenim and Achreinim. Now, I know it's late already to start another inyim, but I just want to be ma'irir briefly l'tayelas hama'inim that there's another shtickle in the Ksais. There's a Ksais in Simon Lamed Ches that also discusses this halacha of Shtar Shekasev by Ribis, given by Yisakaren according to the Chachamim. The Ksais is ma'irir that l'chir there should be a p'tur for the leiva mitzad hilchas kim levet rabim minay. According to Rish Lakish, who holds that even Chayli Malkius Shegigin are p'tur and milashalim. So over here, the loive, who with this star is being over on a leisa set of the simul of neshech, so that should patter him from paying the loan. Why does he have to pay the keren? He should be patter als in leku mishalim. Now, of course, we just mentioned before that there's a Rambam in Chasmav of a loive that says that there is no malchus for the love of the simul of neshech, and l'cher lefize, you can't call this chayv malki as shek again. But the ksois already in the previous shek on simon beis, he brought down that the Knesset HaGedoyla disagreed with the Mishnah Melech's reading of the Rambam and held that there is Malkus for this lav, and the Ksei said that, at any rate, the Nemuka Yosef argues with the Rambam, and furthermore, the Ksei said that from the Taisis that didn't give the Teres of the Mishnah Melech, it's Mukhach the Taisis argues with the Rambam. So there's a stark tzad, therefore, to say that there could be Malkus for the lav of Simon of Neshach, Hagam that for the Malve himself there wouldn't be Malkus, because for him that the Ribbis is Nitan Lehi Shalain, so it's Taka a lav hanitiklase, but for all the other characters in the story, including the loiva, the edim, the sefer, the arev, there could be malchus. Memela lefiza frektik seis, again in Simon Lamaches, why does the loiva have to pay? The loiva is chayav malchus for being over on the lav, so there should be a patur of in leku mishalim. And for the seis, that the chayav malchus comes only when the loiva pays the loan. The chayav mamon comes from the halva. But he's only going to be chayav malchus for the lesimul of neshach when he makes the actual payment. So therefore, the Ksei says that's why there wouldn't be p'tur. It's not be'inna that you're over the lav. You're also mischayav the mamain, and therefore there wouldn't be ein leku mishalim according to the. Therefore, the Ksei says there wouldn't be ein leku mishalim. The stipler is ma'irer that the whole kash of the Ksei that there should be here p'tur of kimle b'drabim neidik p'tur is a mechudishtik idea. Because here we're not talking about mumming that a person becomes chayav through something that he does. We're talking about mumming that a person is mechayav himself. A loiva borrows money and is mechayav himself to pay back. It's not like nezikin and knasais and other such tashlumin where the person does something for which the Torah makes him pay. Here the person undertakes to pay. Is there a patur kimel gavane v'chihai gavna? The stipler is ma'iri that l'chir, it's totally on machalik v'shenim and how to learn the Gemara in Bava Kama daf ayin esnan astra teira, and the Ksesis Kash would be daf kalafi some Rishenim, the Beitaka Rav Rishenim learned the Pshat in that Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.